I am here with the amazing members of the Ashford School Broadcast Club. You are listening to the February edition of our broadcast, where you will never miss out on the latest news and the most interesting events happening around you.
In this broadcast, you will hear about a cool Valentine's opportunity. Ashford School offers how we celebrate Groundhog Day and amazing cultural assemblies. Listen up! Up first, we hear Aria talking about the hearts and crafts.
Hi, this is Aria from the School News Broadcast Club, and so as you know, we had a Valentine's Day hearts and crafts, and it was so much fun. We made a variety of different crafts and had a snack. For the snack, we ate popcorn, a cookie, and had juice. Some of the crafts we made were a chocolate lollipop, a chocolate-covered Oreo, a picture frame, a paper bear that had a quote written on it, and last but not least, wood crafts. I had time to make most of the crafts. I gave them to my family for Valentine's Day, and they loved them. Speaking of holidays, many classrooms celebrated Groundhog Day this month. Skylar will tell us more.
Hello, it's Skylar from 5th grade here with some interesting news. February 2nd was Groundhog Day. As you know, there is a slight controversy between two groundhogs. Punxsutawney Phil says 6 more weeks of winter, but Chuckles thinks it will be an early spring. Which groundhog do you think is right? I think Phil is right because so far we've had 2 winter storms. Now let's go to David and Anna with Pajama Day.
Thanks, Skylar. Hi, everyone. I'm David.
And I'm Anna.
Today we will tell you about Pajama Day at Ashford School.
But it's not just any Pajama Day.
It's wearing your pajamas for a good cause.
All you do is bring in at least $1 to wear your pajamas.
Or yellow. This money goes to American Childhood Cancer Organization to help children cope with cancer.
The classroom that raises the most money for this cause earns a pizza party.
I am so happy that our amazing school offers these opportunities to help adults as well as children just like us.
Same here.
This is Anna.
And Anna here.
Today we're going to tell you about a very exciting contest that's been happening in the halls of Ashford School.
All you had to do for this fun project was decorate the outside of your door with a theme that relates to Dr. Seuss.
The reason this contest is about Dr. Seuss is because his birthday is on March 2nd, which is coming up.
Once your door had been decorated, the cafeteria workers came around and judged each unique door design.
Some of the themes on the doors were Fox in Socks, Cat in the Hat, and How the Grinch Stole Christmas. By far the most popular is the Lorax.
My favorite part about this was that the students got to help design the doors.
I thought it was cool to see the different decorations on each door. I can't wait to see who wins the contest.
See you next time.
This is David with your February weather. February will go into the record books as the warmest February ever. Even so, we had our first 2 snow days and 22.6 inches of snow total this month. February gave us this fun inside times for cool video games and TV shows. Although I like being inside, some people went out and did stuff at the end of February because it got warmer. One day was even warm enough to wear your summer clothes. I think, instead of March, February went in like a lion and not like a lamb.
Hi!
Anna.
And Amber here.
Today we're going to tell you about a spectacular assembly that happened a few days ago.
The assembly was about rushing dancing.
One dance was with 2 different people who were doing a bunch of stomping and intricate spinning moves.
The other dance was a traditional Russian dance that was accompanied by accordion playing and traditional Russian string instruments.
Although most of them were Russian, there was also a traditional Jewish wedding dance. I couldn't believe it when the dancer balanced a lit candle on her head the whole time.
I was holding my breath, wondering if it would fall.
There was tons of fun things in the assembly that we got to do ourselves, like try out some tongue twisters in Russian.
I think that just made them 10 times more hard.
But I think I did get one.
Let's hear it. Great. Anyways, there was also a big Russian bear that came out at the end of the performance.
But it wasn't a real bear.
Either way, the bear was giving out high fives.
Too bad I was in the back where he couldn't get.
Thank you, PTO and Ms. Emhoff, for setting up these super fun opportunities. This is Amber and Anna signing off.
Sounds like lots of fun stuff is going on here in Ashford during February. Thank you for tuning in to the Ashford School News broadcast, where you will never miss out on the latest news and the most interesting events happening around you. See you next time. Kahari, Ashford Wolves.